Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Late bloomers tend to have more curiosity. They tend to have more resilience.
There's stories and mythology that this country has woven around black men.
This is the cavalry, right? These are the leaders, the hometown heroes and local leaders. And we are.
It's a survival mechanism to just be like worried of police.
What if everything we've been taught is just all wrong?
What's worth more than this fear right now?
And that rising after failure is part of the glory of being a human being.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
Can you believe it? It's the final episode of the A to Z of the 90s. We've reached... the worst thing is about this is that you're going to have to use your word for Z.
Z!
Oh, it's been coming. Final episode of the A to Z of the 90s. And just to... You've almost brought it full circle, Louise, because you've turned up just as you did in episode 1A with a knapsack filled with weird tea in like a little bag. A little tiny...
Napkin.
But you know, you'd have it on a stick in a...
A bindle!
Nursery, what?
A bindle.
What's a bindle?
A bindle...
I have to Google a bindle.
A bindle is when you see somebody who's, like, leaving home and they have, like, a rag on a stick.
Yeah.
I think that's called a bindle bush.
I've never heard that word before in my life.
Am I right, though?
I'm not seeing bindle on my Google search.
There's so much stuff I've made up in my head that might not be true. Get in touch, people. Let us know. Is a bindle... when you have a stick and at the end of the stick you have like a handkerchief holding all of your life's possessions.
What's that? There's that mouse that goes to America.
Yes, that's exactly what I'm thinking of.
That's a bindle.
Is his name...
It's like, where's me bindle?
Feifel.
I don't know.
Look at your Feifel. Face.
Are we just making stuff up in this final episode, just making stuff up?
Do you remember that film he was in?
Who?
Feifel.
Right, hold on a minute. Sorry about this, everyone. We're going to get going in a second, but this needs to be just checked out. So, were you saying the mouse is called Feifel?
Yeah.
Feifel. I've got Fidel Castro popping up here.
Not him.
Feifel Mouse. Oh my God, he is. It's the mouse from American Town.
Told you.
What a finale.
What a turnaround.
Me absolutely eating my... He's called Feifel.
So cute, isn't he?
He is really cute. I love his little hat.
I know. He looks like a Feifel.
And he's got his spindle over his shoulder. Look at there, is his spindle
Look
with a bit of string.
He's honest. He's so cute.
But the weirdest thing
I'm not going to lie. You're not a million miles away from him.
Oh my God.
Put it up to a side by side.
I am not fucking big.
You look like Feifel. Please, for social media, do a side by side.
This is a terrible start to the episode for me. This is going horribly. So what is it about him that looks like me? I look like the mouse from American Town.
The teeth and the ears.
Thanks. Brilliant.
Yeah.
Thanks very much.
Basically, the most mouse-like features that he has remind me of you.
That is absolutely brutal. Thanks, Louise.
Do you want me to make your podcast even better? This episode even better?
Go on then.
I got you a parting gift.
Did you?
Yeah. Do you want it now?
Yeah. Yes, please. Oh, I feel bad now. Hold on a minute. What is this? Rustling noise that you can hear? It's in a...
Well, it's in a tote bag, an orange tote bag.
Oh, my word. I feel bad I haven't got you...
Don't you worry. Well, let's just see if you even like them yet.
Oh, she's gone and done it. She's only gone and bought me some Crocs. Look at these. Oh, my God.
Bush, look me in the eye. Look me in the eye. Do you like them?
Oh, my God. Oh, my, I can't believe I'm finally holding them. It's like a...
Open the plastic.
Here we go. Here's the plastic. So these are dark blue or black Crocs?
Black. Ovs with the black. Now,
They're actual proper Crocs.
Yes.
They're not like rip-off.
No, I got you Crocs.
Fifo loves Crocs.
That is the name of the episode, Fifo loves Crocs.
Oh, they smell very plasticky.
Yeah, well, that's, you know...
I'm worried, though. I'm worried. What I'm worried... Can I tell you what I'm worried about?
Go on.
By the way, you put these in an orange bag, and these are black Crocs. I look like I'm going to Guantanamo. But I'm worried that I'm going to like them.
Okay.
And then I'm going to start wearing them all the time. Because one of my friends, who's like a cool guy, he said on our lads' WhatsApp group, oh, yeah, I actually wear them into the shops and everything. I'm
Bush,
like, Sains, what's happened?
They are the best footwear on the planet, right? I think you need to leave them at your back door or at your front door.
Yeah.
Not a euphemism. And the next time you're bringing
it's
out
like
the bins... the next time you're bringing out your bins or whatever, you need to put them on.
What
oh my God, yeah, you're going to try them on. I thought the first thing I did, listener, when I came in was I looked to see what footwear Bush was wearing, because I was like, all depending on what he's wearing, he's going to try them on. And when he had like high top Converse, I was like, oh, I bet he's not going to be arsed taking off that.
Too complicated. Katie always does my laces. Let's slip these on. This is like Cinderella.
It really is. Put up the thing. They might be a bit big for you, Bush, are they?
Do you know what? That's a lovely fit. They are nice, man. Thank you so much, Louise.
I think you're going to love them.
I'm going to wear them for this episode.
I want you to wear them home.
I will get tasered by the police because they think
won't.
I've got problems when I'm on the tube.
I'm telling you. Oh, but now, I can return them for you if they're too big. Can I just tell you something? In that size, they look like flippers.
Look at the
size. They actually look like flippers.
What size are these, incidentally?
11.
Oh, yeah, maybe I'm between 10 and 11. But
are
I mean,
you?
There's a bit of give, but I mean, that's fine, though, right?
But you can leave them like, you can literally wear them like flip flops. That's how I wear them.
Do you know what I like about them? They've got like little mottled like spikes underneath your feet. And you can kind of rub your feet up and down against
Dude,
them.
Dude, they're the best. Oh. Now, take off your headphones there. Have a little walk up and down the carpet.
Okay, well, this is just, you know, I had a downer being called Fifo the Mouse. But now I'm on a real upper because I've got myself some Crocs. Louise, let's have a look. But they're good.
They are
pretty big. But you know what? I appreciate that. Thank you very much. These are lovely. I can see myself getting into them.
Dude.
And then properly eating my own words.
So I wore them into the show last year and you nearly, I don't know, puked on me or whatever?
I feel bad though. If I start wearing Crocs...
Yeah.
I'm going to have to go and personally apologise to so many different people.
I know.
Because I've said some terrible stuff.
I can see you being a croquette.
Don't call me that. Is that what you call yourself?
Don't
know. When would you wear these in the Maloney house?
So I wear them with a socklet, and I wear them I wear them with like skinny jeans or a pair of leggings. I wear them, what do you mean wear? I wear them everywhere, I wear them into work.
You wear these into work?
I wear them to work, yeah. White pair.
Wow.
I've worn them here, yeah.
Oh my God, it's like Charlie from Casualty.
But it's weird because, like, my partner didn't like them at all. And now he's like, they just sort of work on you. I'm like, I know.
Would he ever wear a pair of Crocs?
Not in a million years.
So I'm putting these back in.
Yeah.
But these are fantastic. Thank you so much.
No problem, Bush.
What a finale. What a finale, folks.
So are we going to let them in any secrets, the listeners, on this last episode?
Yeah, this last episode is like, you know, like a last day of school where you get to bring a game in.
Yeah.
So
show and tell. Is that what they call that?
Isn't that we show each other your privates?
Yeah, that's nice. I thought that's what we were doing, Bush, no.
Oh, is that what the Crocs are for? Imagine that. What a terrible, fun episode.
Especially
if I look at your tuppence.
Especially because we're in this building on our own, it would just be so incredibly creepy.
Cut to, huge trial. Don't want to go down that road.
Not again.
Folks, not again.
Not again.
There's not many of us left. Not many of us left in the industry anymore. Well, I'm a Croc owner. This is an amazing thing. Thank you so much, Louise.
You're welcome.
I feel bad that I didn't bring in a thing for you at all. You know what I mean?
Well, you are a stingy little bastard, in fairness.
I'm not a stingy little thing. Fifo the Mouse has got to look after what's in his bindle. So this is our final episode. I mean, I'm going to be completely honest with you right now.
Yeah.
As I said earlier on, this is a party episode. We got some, you know, some hints about what we might be doing next.
Yeah.
We want to say, you know, obviously a big thank you to everyone who's listened so far, but I don't have lots of stuff beginning with Z from the 90s. I'll be honest with you.
I know. I mean, neither do I. And we always talked about, we'll swap now. We always talked about Zed.
Yep.
And that it would be a... I'm
wrapped
up in this.
What are you doing down there? What's going down there?
I'm stuck in the wires. We always talked about... I'm still stuck.
It's unbelievable. I've never seen anything like this.
We always talked about we get stuck on this and we get stuck on X, but we were fine with X.
X, we had more than we knew what to do with. It was just, we shouldn't have even panicked about it at all.
I do say this I do say this a lot, but like, I cannot believe your followers and how good they are with the content.
If it wasn't for them.
Well, we'd just be in our living rooms not recording a podcast.
Exactly. So, I mean, we want to say a massive thank you to people who've done voice notes for us, people who've sent us stuff, people who've got in touch on Instagram and Twitter. We couldn't have done it without you.
People have DM'd us, thank you so much, with lots of love, saying, what am I going to do? We don't even know what we're going to do.
We don't know what we're going to do.
So we're going to hit a low after this for a couple of weeks.
Well, yeah, I think there'll be that little bit of time when we'll kind of walk around. You know that meme from... what's the one where they do the drugs down in Narcos, where he sat on his own on a seat?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Is there going to be a little bit of that, and then our idea, what we're doing next, will kick in, and then we'll be back?
So we do have an idea. We do have the semblance of an idea. Would that be the right word?
Yeah, the seedlings.
Yes, seedlings.
Of an idea.
Nice. We do have the seedling, and hopefully we're not going to leave it too long before we kick it off, because we love you and we don't want you to leave.
We want to keep this going.
We want to keep you close.
Yes.
So we're going to hopefully do it ASAP.
So watch this space. Mm. Obviously, we'll wrap up this series, which has been brilliant fun, but we do have another plan. So we want to keep every single one of you guys who've been brilliant listening.
Please
don't leave us. So don't leave us. But with that in mind, let's talk about Zed in the 80s and the 1990s.
Yeah.
Rich has kicked straight in with Hans Zimmer.
Amazing.
Do you know Hans Zimmer?
Of course. Composer?
Yes. So he did two completely weirdly divergent things. He did the music for Blade Runner, which is amazing.
Yeah.
Loads of kind of like wah, 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 stuff as smoke and lasers go by, hovering tower blocks, all that kind of
thing. So he composed that?
He composed that.
Jesus Christ.
On his guitar keyboards.
Yeah, so he's even composing sound effects rather than music, or am I being a bit ignorant saying that?
I'm sure there's kind of, you know, the future sound effects over his music.
Yeah.
But overall, he does the moody music for the Blade Runner movies.
Do you think he's set for life now because of that?
Well, I'll tell you what's set him for life is the fact that despite the fact he's done the incredibly cool music for Blade Runner, he also wrote Going for Gold's theme tune.
Sing it!
The heat is on, the time is right. It's time for... People are coming. Everyone's laughing. Let's get the lyrics to that. I feel like I've not done that justice.
So, is this your man, Henry Kelly?
Yes.
Okay. Who am I?
Exactly, that's perfect. Yeah, I was going to ask you to do the impression. I thought, is that in, you know...
You have done that choice before, though, and I allow you to do the Irish accent, because, my God, do you do it at me.
What am I?
What am I?
here we go. Going for gold lyrics, Louise. Here we go. Here we go. Now that's Going for Gold by Shed Seven.
Also another really good tune. I love that song.
I thought that there were more wordy than I remember from the TV show. Okay, one more time. Here we go. The heat is on. The time is right. Mm-hmm. It's right for you. For you to play a game. Because people are coming. Everyone's trying to be the best that they can when they're going for gold.
Oh, my God.
Cut to people with terrible fringes waving with a nationality flag of where they're from, getting ready to win.
I just feel like if that came back, it would just smash ratings.
Why don't they bring it back?
I don't know. Is he alive still?
Henry Kelly?
Yeah.
I think so.
I gotta say, we say that a lot on this podcast.
Yeah, I know.
I get a lot of random tweets. Yes, blah, blah, is still alive. And I'm like, who? And I'm like, oh yeah, we talked about that in the podcast.
Sometimes it's hard. I had to Google earlier on today. Do you remember Dennis Norden?
No.
Used to be that. I mean, this is another English-Irish situation. That would be all right on the night. And he used to do bloopers.
Oh, yeah.
And he's had glasses and he used to speak like this.
Dead or alive?
He's dead.
Oh, right, okay, so that's one of the dead ones.
Yeah,
okay.
I felt quite bad. I thought, well, maybe Dennis is still alive. But in the 80s and the 1990s, Zed is for Hans Zimmer.
Now, I got to talk about someone on Instagram who got in touch in the DMs, and he's called The Millsy.
Okay.
And he says, Millsy, thank you for the episodes. I'm allowed to do a few compliments because it's our last episode. We never compliment each other.
We should compliment ourselves more, shouldn't we? Do you know what I mean?
Oh, I don't know. We're just not that type of people.
Big ourselves right
we
up.
We are so self-deprecating.
We are, actually.
Both of us.
We are.
Thanks for the episodes, and to Bush and Lomo for making me laugh on my boring journeys to work. Cheers. Oh. Thank you, The Millsy. But his input for Zed is, now, I don't know. I think you might know this better than me, Bush. The Zorbas theme. Guy Ritchie used it in the finale of Lock, Stock and Two Smoking Barrels. It was the catalyst for a whole generation of wannabe hard nuts in the late 90s downloading it onto their Nokia phones.
The Zorbas theme.
Zorbas.
Is it? Do you mean like Zorba the Greek?
Well, you'd have to ask The Millsy.
Okay, here we go. This reminds me of on family holidays in Greece in the 80s.
Was that in Lock? It was in Lockstock, wasn't it?
I don't know. This just reminds me of my dad getting edgy because they've not come and taken his order just yet.
And he wants, like, his baked feta.
John, can we get more... Can we get more drinks over... Hello, John, over here, mate, please. Been waiting for ages. Oh, my God, I want to go on holiday. I want to go on holiday. I want to smash some plates. I want a bloke at the end of the night to try and lift a table on his chin. You ever seen them do that in Greek restaurants?
Is that the one you're playing?
No, I'm playing two Greek fellas.
I don't think that's right, Bush. Hang on a second. This episode's all over the shop.
It's all over the shop, but I love it.
Is that the same thing?
Yeah!
Well done, the Millsy. We love it.
Oh, my God, I want to go on a family holiday.
So that was a very good input, though, to be fair.
Really good.
Niche. Like.
I want to go on a family Greek holiday. However, it's late 80s, early 90s. Have a big family argument out there. Big old family argument. Yeah.
Bringing up shit from all sorts of years
all
ago.
All sorts of shit. Worst kids in the world. Right, we're getting on the plane. We're going back. We're getting on the plane. And I remember we used to always get... allocation on arrival.
Mm.
Do you remember those kind of places? So I remember we stayed in Corfu. Allocation on arrival. You sat on the bus. There's this awful guessing game. You go past a shit hotel and think, oh my God, I hope it's that family and not us. And it was always us. And it'd be like flies everywhere. I remember we stayed in this place. It was absolutely roasting, baking hot by like this. We had to walk down the side of the Greek equivalent of the M11 to get to a restaurant, get to the swimming pool. It was so bad.
But like I did one of those with an old boyfriend in Tunisia of all the places.
I've been to Tunisia.
Yeah, well, because that was a real hot spot like 15, 20 years ago to go on a sun holiday. Not anymore.
Oh, yeah.
Actually, I think it's fine again.
It's fine now.
I'm just trying to cover all my bases there.
Do check our socials for the current status in Tunisia for holidays.
But I remember being on the bus and like they drop loads of people off and like I firmly believe the nicest hotels are the first.
Yeah, yeah.
And then they get progressively worse. And we were like the last on the bus, Bush.
Oh, it's awful.
And then the worst part about it was we got off a quite a nice hotel and I was thinking, okay, cool. But no, we just went by the side of it.
And then see your shitty little bit at the end.
Yeah. But I would never do that now.
I know. I can't believe it's a thing. But I mean, we used to do all of our family holidays were allocation on arrival. And I remember that one in Corfu. It was so hot and so awful. We were at the side of like a traveller's camp. So it just got worse and worse for my parents. I remember sitting out on the balcony looking into this awful, really humming, hot Greek forest with crickets going. And then just slapping flies, killing flies with my dad's
flip-flops. Oh, thank God you said flies. I can't believe, like, I wouldn't do that now if you paid me 50 grand. I wouldn't just go randomly and stay somewhere.
But the knowledge you have now.
I know. Oh, the old intranet has really, you know, stamped that out.
I know. Well, I do want to, though, right, for next family holiday, when we ever go abroad again at some point in the not-too-distant future, I want to go back into a travel agent.
Do you? Are there any open?
We've got one on in Lyon. See, go and have a brochure. Go on their big, heavy keyboards, because they've got a big, old, heavy keyboard. They kind of lean round. You can never see what they're doing, but they always type
that's
like...
true.
Let me just check that for you. I've got nothing in Zante. I've got nothing in Zante till 2028. It's gone. It's a nightmare. But I'd love to go. I'd love to have a go on one. Get someone to book that for you. You're trusting him with his comb over to book you a flipping... 2 week stay.
Shit's changed, Bush.
It's a lot. It's all changed.
Really changed.
What was that?
I don't know. What was it?
Zorbus right, theme. Okay. Weirdly, speaking of algae, also got in touch with us.
Who?
Algae.
Algae. Okay.
And he says,
how are you spelling that?
A L G I E. If you take it up with him, Louise, rather than go at me, algae. Please see Louise about your name. The Zubaz trousers. You ever heard of Zubaz trousers?
No, go on, tell me. Do I need to Google?
This is just an episode of Googling.
I'm so sorry about this, but, like, it's very niche.
And apparently they're incredibly brightly coloured climbing-style trousers that you might have had in the early 90s. You know, I've seen those.
Have you seen them?
I think I've dated someone who used to wear those.
Oh, good Lord, really? Yeah, no wonder you wanted to get them off her so quick.
Yes.
They're awful.
Yes, they are.
And come here to me, Bush. I don't think they're for climbing, per se, are they?
I think they are climbing. Yeah, I think they are. Look at the state.
They look more like pyjamas.
No, but they're kind of crazy pattern, climbing crazy pattern. I think algae, name and subject there, has got a lot to answer for.
I agree.
With that suggestion. In the 80s, the 1990s, Z is for Zubaz trousers.
I'm getting in there before you can, because I know you're about to say this.
Go on.
Z is for zig and zag.
Knew you were going to say that.
Yeah. Now, the only reason I'm saying this is, right, because I've hopped in first, you guys think... British born.
What's your
puppets.
Problem?
Hang on a second, Bush.
They are. I think they are Irish.
They made their television debut, right?
Yeah.
In 1987 on RTE. RTE is their equivalent, basically, of the BBC, right?
Right.
And they were on a show called Dempsey's Den, which was an afternoon show for kids. Ian Dempsey used to host it. And it was called Dempsey's Den, and that was the birth of Zig and Zag.
Oh, wow. So I thought they were the puppets made specifically for The Big Breakfast.
No. So they were all over...
They had previous albums, back issues.
Well, more so they had...
Like Ike Treasures.
Their nationality was Irish.
Yeah.
So they were born there.
Yeah.
And then they did...
They were born there, these puppets.
They were born in Ireland. They were on a TV show, kids' TV show, right?
Yeah.
And then... They came over in the boat, bit like myself.
Yeah, there you go. Snuck over.
And then they were on The Big Breakfast. But so many people I've spoken to over here talk about Zig and Zag. I'm like, no. Zig and Zag are Irish. Now, I've got to say that the puppet masters, is that what you call them?
Some weird terms coming out from you here with this particular thing.
Do you know they have a total background? They have a background. So their full names are Zygmunt Ambrose Zogley
and
Zagnatius Hilary Zogley. And they were born on the 29th of February 1971 on Zog.
So they're older than me. Zig and Zag are older than me.
Yeah.
So I was born in 1975, so they're 4 years older than me.
Yeah.
That's a lot to take in.
It is a lot to take in. So as far as I know...
The same guys that had his hand up their arse.
It is the same dudes.
So, is it two people with hands up their backsides?
Two separate dudes, yeah.
Wow.
I know. But can you imagine the money they made off them?
I know, I bet.
So much money from Zig and Zag.
But they just remind me of getting ready for school in the morning.
Yeah.
On Big Breakfast. Maybe having my hair blow-dried by my mum.
Cute.
While she got your terrible white, starch school shirt hanging on a radiator. That's what it reminds me of. School days.
Is that a good memory?
It's not a good... Weirdly enough, I was telling someone about this the other day. When we moved down to Devon from Trowbridge for secondary school. So I didn't know anyone at all. And the house that we were due to buy, because we were going to buy an old people's home, we were gazumped, which is quite an 80s, 90s thing. Mm. And so they'd sold the house to someone else. So we had to move into a caravan. We lived in a caravan for like the first 3 months at school.
Wow.
So it's quite a culture shock. I love caravans. I flipping loved it.
A holiday home or a car? Like, are we talking like a real small caravan? Like
static caravan.
Wow.
On bricks.
Where did you do your pee-pees?
In the caravan. What do you think caravans are like?
I don't know if I've actually ever been in a caravan.
What do you think if you go for a wee in a caravan, you've got to like go out in your dressing gown with a newspaper under your arm and go to a communal toilet?
Yeah.
No, they've got loos in there. Just they're good.
Do you do your twos in there?
Yeah.
Oh my days, that mustn't be very pleasant.
You should try a caravan holiday.
Really?
Honest to God, yeah. I love
caravan. I'm open to anything. I will try it, but like it doesn't feel like... I don't think it has... You know, if you had a tough year and you want to go on a bit of a luxurious holiday booked via travel agent,
yeah,
it doesn't really feel like caravan's really going to scratch that itch.
You would probably hear your partner doing a poo.
Yeah.
Or a wee-wee.
I just don't know if that's... This holiday, I'm on
push. Don't need that. Don't need that in your life. Fair enough. I'll back off I was going to suggest a caravan holiday to end the series, but it's fine. We'll leave it.
I think not right now.
Okay.
Kieran Morrison and Mick O'Hara were Zig and Zag, so I've never heard of two more Irish names.
They are the people who did it.
Yes, they
say
were
their
Zig
names
and Zag.
One more time.
Kieran Morrison and Mick O'Hara.
Wow. So they own Zig and Zag.
Yeah.
Great partnership. Obviously, never fallen out. It's good that one of them's not split up and gone and taken
Zig back to whoever.
And he's trying to do Zag, and saying he hasn't got the rights to do Zig, and he has to call it Zags, Zig and Zag. Like, what's his name? ELO. Who was his name?
I have no idea.
Mike something's ELO. Jeff Lynn's ELO. Jeff Lynn was in ELO. Then he wanted to do the band. The others were like, "Well, you have to pay us a bit." He said, "Well, I'll just call it Jeff Lynn's ELO." Do you know what I mean?
So you're just really happy that hasn't happened to Zig and Zag?
To paraphrase, I'm really glad Zig and Zag are still together. In the 80s, the 1990s, Z is for Zig and Zag.
Obviously.
Right, another Z that's come in as well, and this has a special place in my heart because this guy used to live in Churston, which is just down the road from us in Devon. A couple of people have said, Babylon Zoo. Spaceman.
I'm from the Levi's ad.
Yeah.
I always wanted you to go into Spaceman. Intergalactic what? I always say intergalactic flies.
Flies? Is that like a space creature?
Yeah, an intergalactic fly.
I never really thought that through before.
Well, what would you sing?
Which bit is it?
Intergalactic.
Eyes. And then it went slow and then it turned shit. Do you remember that? Do you remember you hear the actual song?
Oh,
it's like,
yeah.
It's like, is he like keeling over?
I know, you're so right.
It's a bit like, if you know Brimful of Asher,
yeah.
The remix, fantastic.
Mm.
And you hear the, no offence to Corner Shop.
So slow, isn't
it? If you hear the original, it's like,
yeah.
Get a bloody move on, lads.
Put a rocket up. Yeah.
But Jazzman was his name, wasn't he, the lead singer?
Of Spaceman?
Yeah.
You're Babylon
joking
Zoo. Me.
Yeah, Jazzman. Wow. And he went to Churston. I think he went to Churston Community College, but don't quote me on that.
Okay. Well, don't quote us on anything from tonight's episode.
I think if there's one thing about this episode, don't quote us on any of it.
No.
In the 80s of the 1990s, thank you very much for that, the people who got in touch. Zed's for Babylon Zoo.
Zed is also for the song Zombie by the Cranberries.
Yes.
Oh, Bush, it just makes me sad. You know, I love her, or loved her, and then obviously she's my biggest celebrity shock,
yeah.
Celebrity death shock.
Came out of nowhere.
Out of nowhere. But that song, like, even now I hear it, it's aged so well.
All of their stuff doesn't sound any different.
You're so right.
Or out of context to modern day, does it,
yeah.
At all?
Yeah, like Linger, if you listen to Linger now, you're like, that's a banger.
So was she troubled? She was a troubled person. I was just so surprised.
Aren't we all, Bush?
I guess we are, yeah.
Aren't we all? But I don't think it was a purposeful death. I think it was an accidental drowning, maybe, in a hotel room.
Blimey. It's awful.
It's really awful. Because I think she had another album in the mix. Like,
really?
It was coming, yeah. So, but that song, Zombie, incredible. Now, am I right in thinking or saying that the video was filmed around Belfast, around the Troubles?
I'm not sure. We'll do another Google. I feel bad for the Cranberries because I think they were fantastic.
Mm.
But the song Linger, for me, is 80 or 90% Breaking Wind. I just think Breaking Wind.
Sorry. What do you mean?
You have to let it linger. You have to let... I always think, is she talking about someone's guffed?
Jesus Christ.
What was her name? Dolores?
Dolores O'Riordan.
She wouldn't have gone on there writing a flippant song about Breaking Winds, obviously.
I'm so right. The music video was filmed in Belfast in the heart of the Troubles with real footage. So, the reason I brought it up is because I do remember... So, it's really weird growing up in Ireland, especially Dublin, because there's a civil war going on, but it's not in your door... It's on your doorstep,
right.
Metaphorically, but it's not physically on your doorstep.
Mm-hmm.
And it really sort of hammered at home what was going on. I mean, obviously, we could see it in the news and stuff.
Uh-huh.
But she used it, and really, the cinematography of that was brilliant, and the power of that song with that video at the time was just amazing.
Awesome. Well, listen, in the 80s and the 1990s, Zed is indeed for Zombie by the Cranberries.
Maybe we need to kind of doth our cap. Is that a saying? Doth our cap to Zoe Ball.
Zoe Ball, yes. A few people mentioned Zoe Ball.
Yeah. I think it's only fair. She was sort of, I wouldn't say she's the original Ladette, but she had fun in the 90s.
She certainly did have fun in the 90s, that's for sure.
Yeah.
And she seems like a good egg.
Doesn't she seem like a nice person, doesn't she?
I think she seems like a nice person.
Yeah,
I always
yeah.
judge people and think, would you help me out if I was in distress? Maybe taking a tumble in the in a work stairwell?
Yeah.
I think she would say, stay there, here are your glasses, I'll go and get someone.
I think you're dead right. I mean, I wouldn't. I'd step over you.
You would. You'd just, like, walk straight past me.
Yeah, maybe give you a little kick as well on the way up.
Turn around and just, like, crunch with your heel into my glasses and just crunch them into 100 pieces. Although you did compliment my glasses at the start of the podcast.
Are they tortoise shell, would you call them?
I believe they are tortoise shell, yeah.
So he's wearing a thick-rimmed glass, tortoise shell, quite square. Quite square.
Thank you.
And no, you do look good today, Bush. I think the 6 week rest did us the world of good there at the end of last year.
There was quite a few episodes back to back where you were starting off as you came into the building telling me how rough I looked.
I was worried for you.
Yeah, yeah. I feel like I've turned around.
I was worried for Katie. I was like, she did not sign up to this.
Well, don't we look? I feel like we're
on the up, Bush.
We're wrapping up this series.
You are.
We're on the up. We've got a good idea for the next thing we're going to do. We've decided upon that.
Yeah.
We've planned in a little drinks that we're going to go and do.
We're going to do it.
We're going to go and have. Go and get absolute. Should we get blasted? Get drunk to the point we can see into the future.
I would absolutely be up for that.
So, and if you're listening to this thing, and I've got a good idea for something that Bush and Lou can do. We're not 100% set on this yet, but I think we're going to do it. But give us a suggestion.
Always open to suggestions.
Always open to suggestions. But I think this could be it. This is the. We've got to Zed in our alphabet.
Do you know what? I would be really sad now if we hadn't just decided that we're going to do another one.
Yes, actually, my offer earlier on of sending us ideas.
I was going to say.
Don't send.
We know what we're saying.
I just appreciate. I just want to get people involved.
I know. They are involved.
I know. I feel like I was just leading them.
Down a garden path.
I'll be asleep tonight.
I was going to say to you, Bush, that was a bit much, wasn't it?
Yeah, yeah. Sorry. All those people, if you just type in someone out now. We know what we're going to do, so...
We know what we're going to do, and it's not too dissimilar to this, so don't worry, we're not going to suddenly start doing something about, like, I don't know, celebrity gossip or something.
No, that'd be awful. We won't do anything like that. You can trust us. I'm going to get my my brand-new Crocs fitted, taken in...
You are?
By a couple of centimetres.
Yeah.
What's the name of the bidet? Or bidet?
Bindle.
I'll get me bindle sorted.
Bidet. That's
me
a totally
outfit.
Different thing.
And yeah, we will say a huge thank you to everyone who has listened to this right away from the start. Can you believe back at the beginning when we were on like B or C, and I still don't know how many letters are in the alphabet.
No.
It still confuses me.
No.
I thought, well, maybe we're never going to get this done. Maybe this is a project too far.
I think it's testament to our grit and determination.
It is.
Because there was a long few months of winter there.
Yes.
Where meeting up late on a midday evening was like the last thing we wanted to do. When it was like
knackered.
Raining, you know, that cold rain in your face. And yeah, it just wasn't ideal. But to be fair, I loved every episode.
Me too.
And I loved every interaction with every listener. They were absolutely incredible. And I'm so glad this isn't going to be the last you hear from us. Maybe you aren't. I am so glad this isn't the last.
We can't wait to tell you what the new thing is. So we want to say a big thank you. Thank you to Ross Ramsey Golding, our producer, for editing together, putting together all of our bits and bobs. And we want to say a big thank you to you for listening and watch this space. We shall reveal our big plan, our big idea very, very soon. For the final time, you've been listening to the A to Z of the 90s. Thank you so much.
Love you. Bye.
Love you. Bye.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Late bloomers tend to have more curiosity. They tend to have more resilience.
There are stories and mythology that this country has woven around Black men.
This is the cavalry, right? These are the leaders, the hometown heroes and local leaders. And we are.
It's a survival mechanism to just be like worried of police.
What if everything we've been taught is just all wrong?
What's worth more than this fear right now?
And that rising after failure is part of the glory of being a human being.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.